This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm just saying, I got to give them props. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a Monday. We had snow this morning. Can't tell it right now.
It was weird. It was like a microburst of snow. It came down so hard, I thought, uh-oh, we're in trouble. But now it stopped.
It was a blizzard at my house when I walked out this morning at 4 o'clock. It was a blizzard, but now it's going to clear off. And it looks like it's fairly seasonal. I think that we have maybe some more weather coming on Friday. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, through Easter weekend.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, big weekend this weekend with Easter. You know, we don't get a day off for Good Friday or Easter or nothing. We should be getting a day off.
We love Jesus.
I'm a little angry about that. I went to see a Jesus cartoon yesterday.
Well, I don't think we've ever asked.
At one time,
we can't bitch about something that we don't ask about.
Well, I'm just saying, at one time, we used to get Good Friday off. Well, it was a holiday.
I used to take Mondays off because I used to go to Missouri to go camping with my family.
What do you think, folks? Maybe we put in the...
Good Friday?
Yeah. Well, Friday or Monday. Maybe Monday.
I mean,
the day after. I mean, Easter egg hunts wear me out.
I know.
Yeah. You know?
Because we used to take off every single Monday.
Yeah,
after.
We used to take off. Yeah. But we don't do it. All right, so I'm watching the feed this morning. Now, I don't know if there's talking.
Yeah,
or
I
not.
Think you can see Lauren Sanchez.
This is the Blue Origin. This has the women going up today. There's six of them. Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, and Gail King aboard the spaceship this morning.
Oh, Ariane, I have to say.
Am I breaking?
They're buckled in, by the way.
Yep.
I'm so excited for you.
Wait, somebody's talking to him.
I want to go with you. And when you get back,
it's Jeff.
I can't wait to hear how it's changed you. I love all of you. See you soon.
Did he say that? I can't wait for your boobies to get back to Earth.
Yeah, that's what he said. And how it's changed them because they'll deflate a little bit.
All right, let me start with the news story here.
Well, today Blue Origin is set to launch a historic human spaceflight from Texas. The passenger list in the new Shepard rocket's 31st mission includes only women. That includes journalist Gail King, singer Katy Perry, and Jeff Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez. The flight will last about 10 minutes. Liftoff will get going around 9:30 this morning.
I don't know. I find it suspicious that the fiance, the dude, Jeff Bezos, sets up your fiance, your soon-to-be wife, in this rocket ship just before the wedding.
Yeah, that is suspect, isn't it? Has he ever gone up in it?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Did he?
Jeff?
Yeah,
he went up early, didn't he?
Oh,
one of the first ones.
Okay. All right.
He went up with like a basketball player.
I felt like he's that guy like, no, you try it.
You go first.
I would.
Yeah, me too.
Here's the ladies talking about the ship.
Thank you so much.
We love you.
We love
you.
They're talking at the ship. They're telling the rocket how much they love the ship.
Not.
And please. I swear. They're talking to the rocket.
This is dumb.
It's a video. I caught it over the weekend. And they walk into this room where the rocket is. And they're all sitting there talking to the rocket. How much they love this rocket.
That is weird.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We love you.
We love you.
Bring us back safe.
We're so grateful.
We're counting on you.
We're counting on you.
We believe in you, too.
Thank you for helping us heal. 3, 2, 1.
Take it up safe.
Thank you to the rocket.
What are they healing from?
I don't know.
Thanks for healing us.
I don't know. I guess they're going to have a whole different perspective on life.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's an eye-opening experience, which I'm sure it is. But I do have to give these ladies props because it is a little bit dangerous or a lot dangerous to go up in one of these rockets. So, you know what? Props to them for doing it. I didn't think Gail King would do it, but the others, I thought they're wacky enough to do it.
I just didn't think they needed full glam to go up, though.
No. I'm with you.
Their glam squad showed up at 3 this morning.
It's a long process.
Yeah.
All right, we're keeping tabs on this. T-minus 22 minutes and 30 seconds right now before the rocket blasts. And so far, it's on time. It's all set to go.
But you're right. It is in the middle of nowhere.
It's in a desert in Texas.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, there's nothing around it. You got a couple of looks like propane tanks that are around. And that's it. It's just sitting out in the middle of nowhere.
I mean, they are incredibly brave. But have you ever done that thing where now you're too far in and you're like, this is a bad idea?
Yeah.
When we did the zip line over the Royal Gorge, yep, and they strapped me in and I looked down at the Royal Gorge, I was like, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
This is a very bad idea.
I did it with ziplining, and yeah, I did it with bungee jumping.
Yeah,
I'd never do either one again.
Yeah.
I'd never do it again because once you get strapped in with the zipline or you get the bungee thing around your ankles, you think, oh, crap. Bad.
Well, I love ziplining, just not over the Royal Gorge. It's just a different, it's different.
Yeah.
Because you just, like I've said, you feel like you're going to get stuck in the middle, and then how are they going to get you out of there?
It's so long.
It's so long across there. It's crazy. And then one time I was at Lake Havasu, and we all decided to jump off a cliff, a huge cliff. I didn't know it was that high. And then once I climbed all the way up there, I thought, this is way too high for me, and I'm going to die. And so I tried to come back down, and they said, you'll die if you try to come back down. There's only one way. You have to jump. And I was like, I want to get down. I need to be rescued. And they're like, you can't. You have to jump.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, you're right, I kind of feel like Gail King's in that situation.
I do too.
I think the other two are okay with it, but I think Gail King might be in that situation right now.
Well, if you
think about,
she got
in too deep.
Yeah, because she was crying about it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So you know she's like, I bet she has a panic attack.
Well, that'd be great.
And tries to shut it down.
Yeah, like, no, they're up in the air. She opens the door and tries to jump out.
Well, in about 20 minutes, maybe we get that. That would be cool.
Let me go back to it. Astronauts, and one of our astronauts that we haven't heard from yet is Gail King.
Oh, great. She's late.
A lot of emotions going into this flight. Let's hear what she has to say from this interview with Tabitha Limkin just a couple of days ago.
Great timing.
When I made the decision to come, there were only three people whose opinion matters to me the most. Favorite daughter Kirby, favorite son Will, and Oprah. That's my kitchen cabinet. And all of them said, I think you should do it. All of them, much to my surprise, including Oprah. I really thought she was going to say, nope, I don't think you should do it.
And she was like, do it.
She said, I really think you should do it because you've been talking about it. And when it comes back and you're not on it, you're going to be kicking yourself saying, I could have gone and I didn't. And I don't want to have to hear about it for the next few years. And, you know, I think everybody in this group is a storyteller and explorer. And to be able to take this message and tell other people what it was like from our different perspectives, I think is very significant.
Do you have a message for the kids watching?
You should always know that no dream is too big. You know, we have someone, Aisha, who was told when she was a kid, your dreams are too big. You need to dream smaller. No, no child should ever be told that.
There you go.
You know what? I feel like Oprah's forcing her.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I feel like this is an Oprah move because she did not want to go.
Right. And that could be taken both ways because she said, when that rocket comes back and you're not on it, which means she could jump.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Like what you said. You know, that's the way I read into it. It's like, okay, something's going to happen to Gail. She's going to exit the place.
But I mean, it's like Oprah was like that, you know, like, go. My God, you're going to regret it. And if you're having like second thoughts, you should have a friend go, hey, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. But no, Oprah's like, go. Yeah, I don't want to hear about it if you don't go.
Right. She's had enough of Gail. That's it.
I begged her.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I wonder why Oprah didn't go. Oprah could have pulled the punches and gone.
Too heavy.
Oh, weight limit. Oh. Yeah, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios. You can get us on the Odyssey app. Take us anywhere you go. You'll get the podcast after 10 a.m. this morning. We are about 7 minutes and 15 seconds away
this is one of the
from the launch of the Blue Origin, man, with the girls on board. board.
Here's what I don't get. A couple of things. First of all, I mean, we talked about this last time. It is shaped like a wiener. We've talked about this. It's just obvious, right? Anyway, but number two, they don't have any cameras inside the capsule, which is weird because last time they did, and I'm guessing Lauren, who is Jeff Bezos' fiance, does not like her helmet look.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a reason why we can't see them.
No. You would think there would be cameras and be seeing everything going on inside from them being strapped in to, you know, whatever. But nothing this morning. It's all from the outside. Oprah right now talking to Ellen Kay.
Calm. I don't think I've ever been more calm because I think it's already done. Once she said yes, once she committed to yes, and Lord, did we all hear, should I do it? Should I do it? Since Thanksgiving, we've been talking about it. And so once she finally said yes,
this one's over.
Like, okay,
did you hear that? She's been talking about since Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah. You can hear it in her voice.
I know. She's just like, ugh. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, 6 minutes. 6 minutes exactly until liftoff. All right, let's get to Carson real quick.
Well, it's going
to
take way longer than 6 minutes.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
He's that big a narcissist?
Oh, it's a whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we may have to wait then.
We are going to have to wait.
What did I do?
I don't know.
I mean, listen, like, this is a discussion.
Okay.
Like, it's all a whole, like, it's a thing.
All right.
Yeah, it'll take the whole show.
We'll just wait. Okay.
I mean, we could even push it off till tomorrow because it's going to take the entire show.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just not talking about this.
I'm not privy to this either, Carson.
Yeah, no, I just thought about it over the weekend.
Okay.
Long and hard.
All right, then we'll just wait.
Yeah,
we'll wait. We'll get to it.
It's called, hey, this is the title. Hey, do you think that Carson's the biggest narcissist you've ever met?
Wow.
By Jamie White.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear this.
Is this like a nursery rhyme? What is this?
I mean, I know you are,
yeah,
but I didn't know you were this
big.
Oh,
my God.
A whole show?
When you actually, and then Carson, I mean, I know this is so inside, but when you actually take a mirror about this, you'll be like, wow,
yeah,
I'm a bad person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A bad person.
See what I mean? It's going to take a whole show.
But sometimes you have to look in a mirror. Sometimes you got to seize things because sometimes it takes other people to point it out to you.
Let me know when we're going to talk about this, and I'm just going to be sick that day.
A whole show. Well, it does, and that's when you know you have really good friends, when they tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
They say the best friends that you could have is the person that tells you you have a booger.
Yeah.
The person that tells you you're a narcissist.
Exactly.
The person that tells you you're a bad person.
Exactly. When your Botox goes bad, somebody else does.
Yeah, somebody,
right, Jamie?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're all about that here on this program.
Because BJ told me last month, you're like, oh my God, you need to go to facial aesthetics. Your Botox has worn off.
You were hideous. I mean, it was embarrassing. I'm just glad a bar bingo didn't come up. That we had to be in public.
Good,
it was that bad.
Good,
it was
friend.
Horrible.
And we told you that you have too much estrogen in your system.
You sure did.
Yep.
My boobs were too big, you said.
Yep.
Yeah, too much estrogen.
See, it's all in love,
right,
Carson. It's all in love.
Yeah. She suggested quickly to get butt beads.
I did.
Get some more testosterone in your system, Beach.
They really help.
All right, so today is Monday, and this is Easter week.
Yes.
Okay, just letting everybody know. Hey, Spindel, there's a list out there on the 9 News website of all the Easter egg hunts. In case somebody wants
to. Oh, we already had ours.
Yeah, we did too.
Well, then there's no reason to put yours up there then, is there?
But I thought it was a little premature.
I think it is.
Yeah,
I think it is.
I thought it was.
I think this coming weekend's the weekend to do it. You could do it Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
You know,
be good.
There are some bad bunnies out there. Not the artist, but literally. There's the real Easter bunny, right?
And
that's a good bunny. Fluffy, beautiful, lovely, right?
Sneaky.
Yeah.
In and out
sneaky.
Of your house,
yeah,
bam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love that, the real bunny. But I have met some imposters, and I feel like they drink. Well,
if you see a bunny eating on a carrot, but that carrot smells like whiskey, then you know something's up.
You got a bad bunny.
You got a bad bunny.
Yeah.
There's a lot of videos out there of bunnies beating up people.
Or people beating up bunnies.
Yeah,
I've
either way.
Yeah.
You could go either way.
So the one that we went and saw was in Havasu. And so think about that. Like, it's kind of back ass words right there. But the whole screen of his bunny face, it was a screen. It wasn't like a nose and eyes. It was just a screen with ears. Like that kind of screen. What would you call it?
Yeah, just like
I don't know.
Regular window screen.
Like a window screen. Yeah. And he had ears. And I'm like, but I guess it's really hard to get an outfit out there. I don't know.
Where's this at again?
It was in Lake Havasu at a park.
Really?
Oh my God.
Can't get a bunny suit out there. Can't get a bunny suit.
Somebody made it, I think. I don't know. But my son's like, Mom, why is his face in there? And I'm like, yeah, he's pretend bunny. And he's like, but I can see his face. I go, I know.
Yeah. Well, there is a list, and there's a lot of cities out there having a city Easter egg hunt.
It's bad.
This coming weekend, there's a lot of them. So we'll put the list up on our website.
And there's fights.
Oh, yes.
My God.
You got to be careful because a lot of parents like to defend their kids. Before you know it, the big fight breaks out over Easter eggs.
All right, so I'm going to give your son a little tip, okay?
Yeah.
So when you see a kid with a bunch of eggs in his basket,
yeah,
he needs to go up underneath it and pop them out of there and grab them all.
I'm with him. Okay. We got to come up with a different strategy because we went last year to the park where it was a city event, and there were probably, in his age group alone, probably 400 kids that were there, and they were in this big plot, looked like a half an acre or so, with eggs everywhere. You could see them on the ground, you know, everywhere. He didn't get one egg.
Oh, no!
One
egg. That's so sad.
Bawled his eyes out.
Of course he did.
Yeah, and then coming off the field, one little kid took one egg and put it in his basket.
Oh, that's precious. That's a good child.
You don't want one egg.
Yes, you do. That's a good kid!
Well, might be good on his part, but for your kid to come back with one stinking egg, I'd just assume him have an empty basket. I tell you.
Wow.
I'm telling you. That's it's so embarrassing as a dad.
Oh,
okay?
My God. Don't
it
say
really
that.
Is. You got to get in there and you got to scuffle, man.
Yeah.
You got
to come take up off on this flight.
A
I
what?
Know they are. Yeah. They've got 20-something seconds here. So but still, I'm watching.
F10.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wait, are we? All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here's the live feed from the Blue Origin. I can't hear it. Right.
The ladies are going up in space. What happened?
Oh, no. Oh, Spadil!
Spadil, you
Spadil, hurry.
Religions can be quite a bit now, later, of course, as not all Christians celebrate Easter.
What do you got going?
Yeah, you have some Easter
eggs. I was recording the Easter egg thing. They already took off on my stream.
Nobody knows
here,
that.
I got it.
Yeah.
Lift off.
New Shepard has cleared the tower.
Hi, Gail! Gail!
Hey, don't forget Katy Perry's on there.
Hi, Katy!
And then, of course, Lauren Dirty Sanchez, Jeff Bezos' wife.
Booby.
I don't know if her name is Booby.
6,000 feet climbing.
Oh, 6,000 feet.
Here we go.
That's big.
Yeah. They're going to be up there for 11 minutes.
It's going to take a while.
So far, so good.
Begin throttle down for Q limiting.
Yeah. It looks like it's going sideways.
Engine response looks good.
Yeah, that's the side that Gail's sitting on.
Oh! Oh my God.
No, I'm just saying, she's on that right side.
Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, Gail King, Karina Flynn, Aisha Bowe, and Amanda something big on me.
Mach 1. Vehicle is supersonic.
Mach 1.
Yep. There goes a rocket booster. Now, there goes a pair of heels.
Supersonic. We have passed through max Q, maximum dynamic pressure. That's when the vehicle, the stresses between the atmosphere and the speed are at their maximum. So to punch through that is so important. You see the BE-3 engines. It's firing beautifully. You see
Bezos flipping in the air.
The stream of steam behind it.
And he's saying, keep going, keep going.
Right now are having an incredible view on their way to space.
What are the odds they're arguing already?
Passing through 80,000 feet. 1300
no, they're bitching about their husbands.
Yeah. They're peak at about 2,300 miles an hour over
I never
Mach
liked Earth
3,
anyway.
Three times the speed of sound.
There's some rotten men down there.
Shortly
I
coming
wish he
up,
had hair. That's what she's
we'll
saying.
We'll have Miko main engine cut off. We will turn off the engine. But the two craft, the capsule and the booster,
starting to hurt, he's just
will continue
up the
their ascent to space.
Yeah. Yeah. There she goes.
Everybody's covering this live. It's crazy.
And our...
And there you saw. The main engine is turned off. We're now going to separate the capsule from the booster. And at
Oprah's
that point,
crying.
Kristen,
why is she
that's
crying?
When all six astronauts
like
are going to start
crying
to feel the weightlessness. And shortly thereafter, we're going to let them unbuckle.
My lover is up there.
Sorry, no, that wasn't. And that right there is the most critical milestone of this whole ascent.
He's like
Oprah
bawling.
Watching her best friend go to space.
Does she know something we don't know? Is it not coming back?
I mean, I guess it would be emotional to watch you fly up there.
Yeah.
What are we hearing? Who's screaming? Do you hear, like,
I think that's them inside the capsule.
Oh, you think
yeah.
so? Why are they screaming?
It's like a bunch of blue girls in space.
I know! They're doing shooters. Fireball!
And the two craft has separated.
Put up there. Put up there.
328,000 feet, 100 kilometers. Welcome to space, ladies, or shall I say, astronauts.
Oh, the wow. moon, you guys.
There you go.
Wait, wait, wait.
Look at the moon. Look. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's our pink moon. I love you, Jeff. You're in space.
Well, they're doing shout-outs.
Yeah.
Just in case I wasn't clear.
They're drunk.
Those are the astronauts. Those are their voices that you're hearing.
That's so weird. You never hear men astronauts.
And there,
oh, my God, I love you. Oh, my God, there's the moon.
You got it?
Oh, my God.
325,000
feet. All right, there you go. The girls are in space.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
All right, they made it, I guess.
Yep, so far,
oh my God.
So good. Still
got to
come back. You know,
yeah,
they're only halfway
true.
Around here.
That's true.
So we got to see what happens. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the program. Don't forget. And we'll get back to this. We'll see if they make it back okay. I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. All right, we'll get back to it in just a few minutes. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, we'll play this first, and then we'll get to Patrick Waugh's son. What was his name? Jonathan? Was it Jonathan Waugh?
Jonathan Waugh.
Waugh, right? And he's a country artist.
Yeah.
Out of Nashville.
Isn't that crazy?
And we got, I guess we got a phone call on Friday from his agent or somebody that works for the record company wanting to know if we wanted to talk to him. And Patrick Wall is a big name. Big name
I know,
here.
But remember the thing?
What's that?
That we got to focus on him as an artist and not keep bringing up his
dad. I know,
dad.
I know. But it's going to be hard to do. But supposedly he's got some music out.
They say
we'll
really
play
good.
A piece. And we'll play a piece of the music for you. And we'll talk to Jonathan Waugh. He will be on the program here in just a few minutes, according to Spadil. He just ran in
here
and told
us. I have,
like,
big questions, though.
Okay.
No, like, hard, like, cutting edge. Like,
good, because I have none.
I have one. Ready?
Yeah.
How has it been your whole life being called Justin Roy?
That's now, see, I don't know if that's going to fly to Earth very well.
Because it is true. You know he's been called Justin Roy his whole life.
Yeah, I'm sure he has.
You know,
but
school, they're like, Justin Roy?
I wonder if he's even using the last name. I don't even know.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
He's not dumb.
Yeah. All right. Patrick Waugh's son, Justin. Is it Justin or Jonathan?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, right?
Jonathan.
It's Jonathan.
And see, Waugh
right.
is spelled R-O-Y.
That's all right, we'll talk to him in just a few minutes. All right, let's play this audio here. Again, this is Zuckerberg and Elon Musk crosswalks.
This one's just the Elon, I think. Did you get the, I don't know. Anyway.
It's got two here.
So in Palo Alto, they have hacked somebody. I mean, it's all smart people up there, right? Somebody has hacked into the crosswalks. So when you push the button, Elon Musk talks to you.
Okay.
It's bizarre. Here it is.
All right.
Hi. This is Elon Musk. Welcome to Palo Alto, the home of Tesla engineering. You know, they say money can't buy happiness, and, yeah, okay. I guess that's true. God knows I've tried, but it can buy a Cybertruck, and that's pretty sick, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Isn't that crazy?
That's like being on the train at DIA.
Yeah, it's so weird. Though. Yeah, you push a button, and you're like, I mean, it's AI. It's AI of Elon, but they hacked it. Somebody's very smart.
It sounds so good.
It does. I don't know what the second one is.
It's a Zuckerberg, it says.
Okay. Yeah, it's Zuckerberg.
Yeah, it's Zuckerberg.
Hi, this is Mark Zuckerberg, but real ones call me the Zuck. You know, it's normal to feel uncomfortable or even violated as we forcefully insert AI into every facet of your conscious experience. And I just want to assure you, you don't need to worry because there's absolutely nothing you can do to stop it. Anyway, see ya.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Yeah. There you go. When you hit the crosswalk there.
Isn't that bizarre? You would never expect that. That would be shocking.
Yeah.
You're like, am I being punked?
Yeah. Something's going on. All right, Spadil, I'm lost here. I got to be honest with you because I've got Jonathan here, but I don't have, do you have any of the music? Do you have anything you can play for us?
I thought we were going to play a song after talking about the crosswalks thing, no, and then I'd have a second to get you this song.
He's on hold here, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we'll just go to him and just find out what happens if you'll grab some music there from him. And we'll just go talk to him real quick here. Hey, Jonathan, good morning. It's the BJ and Jimmy Morning Show in Denver. How are you?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Uh-oh. Oh,
no. All right, there's nobody there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the line's engaged.
Uh-oh.
But there's nobody there.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Mimes are really bad at promoting their music.
We will play a song. How about that?
Okay, all right.
We'll play a song.
We are an S show.
Yeah. Just in the last 5 minutes.
Wow.
All right, we'll talk to Jonathan. We'll do that next. Patrick Wasside. He's doing country music now.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.